let's start by explaining what the Fryant-Kern Canal is.
So the Fryant-Kern Canal is a 152-mile canal that runs from Fryant Dam down the east side of the San Joaquin Valley, from the dam down to Bakersfield. And the purpose of the canal is to deliver water for irrigation and drinking water purposes to communities on the east side. And it's been in operation for more than 50 years. It's a critical facility for the state of California because there are 1 million acres of farmland and 18,000 farm families and communities that depend on water from the canal.
And now you're investigating the outer banks of a 30-mile stretch of the canal in southern Tulare County, from Porterville to Delano, to see if the land will support construction of a parallel canal. How come?
Well, due to groundwater overdraft over the course of the last several decades, but most specifically during the time of the last prolonged drought earlier this decade, what we found was that in that area that you articulated from around Porterville to Delano, the canal has begun to subside at a quicker pace than the rest of the canal. So it's created in essence, a bottleneck and a restriction in the ability to move water through that reach of the canal. And so we're looking at ways to fix the canal, which include, as you mentioned, the potential for building a parallel canal, in essence, a new canal adjacent to the existing canal, and raising the canal liners in certain areas to be able to take water, more volume of water. And of course, we're looking to all levels of government, the state and federal government, and of course, the locals to help cost share the construction or the fix on the canal.
What is the estimated cost to fix the canal?
The estimated cost today is around $357 million, and that's specific for that region we just talked about from Porterville to Delano. There are other areas that could be fixed or would warrant some type of attention, but certainly that area is the most urgent need and the area that needs the most attention immediately, because it's creating a situation where we're only able to deliver about 40% of capacity through that canal on that area.
Can you give a specific example of how it's affecting farmers?
Well, if you think about when the demand for water, for irrigation water comes, it's at its height during the summer months, during the growing season. And if you're a farmer and you're farming south of the pinch point, and you're told that because of this restriction, we just physically can't move the water through the canal to get it to you in a timely manner, it obviously affects your growing season. It prolongs decision making, and it just creates a nightmare situation, because there simply just isn't the volume of water that's able to move through the canal because of the restriction.
And State Senator Melissa Hurtado has authored a $400 million bill that passed in the Senate that may pay for part of this. It sounds like you've got a lot of bipartisan buy-in from politicians.
Yes, I mean, this is it's a very unique project in that regard, because very rarely are any issues, for that matter, bipartisan. But in this case, it's bipartisan and it's bicameral, and it also enjoys support from members of Congress in Washington, Republican and Democrats, and Senator Feinstein. You know, the legislative process is not a science; it's an art, so to speak, and there are other issues at play. There are other priorities. There are other members at play. And so this, as they call it, the sausage making known as legislating, it's not a linear process, right? So we have a lot of work to do in a relatively short amount of time to see if we're going to get any type of commitment from the state of California to help keep this project on track.
And the Sierra Club is against the bill. It says there's nothing in the bill to ensure future subsidence doesn't occur or ensure that conservation measures are imposed. It also says that the major beneficiaries that caused the subsidence in the first place should have to foot the bill. What's your response to that?
Well, I would say that at no time did Fryant or the farmers at Fryant ever say that we weren't going to be a part of the funding of this project. So that's just not a true statement. Of course, we're going to be a cost share. We're going to have a cost share agreement or a cost share partnership in this project, number one. Number two, SGMA, which is a groundwater law that passed in 2014, and has been being rolled out for the last few years and is now about to be the plans, SGMA groundwater sustainability plans are about to be made public and implemented in January. That is the most likely scenario will take care of future subsidence. I mean, there's still residual subsidence that's going to take place, but future subsidence, SGMA will take care of that. It comes down to really at the end of the day, a discussion about is what's done here in the Central Valley, is the crops that we grow and the people who live here and live in the communities and get water off the canal for drinking water or for irrigation, is it important to the state of California and the federal government for that matter? Does what we do here matter? You know, failure is not an option, and we have to keep pushing because this facility is so important to this valley.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.